ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वयं वेदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं सीदपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं सुवैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सह विजातं सह गुणरघुनाथं हितं स्तं सुदीवं साधवैतं साधुभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणं ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं संस्तुतिं। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले सुमते नमः कृष्णगुरुस्वामीति नाम्ने। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले सुमते भक्ति सिद्धान्तस्वामीति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवि गौरवाणी चारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणि। नमो महापद्माय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतुस्य नमः। नमो ब्राह्मणे देवाय गोब्राह्मण हिताय च जगतिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी विश्वानसुती देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्तवृंद। प्रेम से बोलो हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Now many of you came here to listen to Dinbandhu Prabhu. Unfortunately, you have to listen to me. This is Canto 1, Chapter 13, Verse 60. Dhritarashtra quotes home. Iti yukta vaha artha aruha sargaham. Iti yukta vaha artha aruhat sargaham. इति उक्तवः अथ अरुहत सर्गम्। नारद सह तम्बुरः नारद सह तम्बुरा युधिष्ठिरवाचस्तस्यः युधिष्ठिरवाचस्तस्यः हृदय कृतवः जहत चूचः। हृदय कृतवः अजहत सूचः। इति उत्वः अर्थ अरुहत सर्गम्। नारद सह तम्बुरा विस्तरो वाचस्तस्यः। हृदय कृत्वा अचत सूचः। iti
tas
ati aki taba
having addressed
aka
thereafter
aruhut ascended
svargam
into outer space.
Narad
the great sage Narad
saha
along with
tambura
string instrument.
Yudhishthir
Maharaj
Yudhishthir
Vachana
instructions
tasya
of his
Hriday
Kritvaha
keeping in the heart
Ajahat
gave up
Sucha
all lamentation. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki having spoken thus, the great sage Nara, along with his Veena, ascended into outer space. Yudhishthira kept his instruction to his heart and so was able to get rid of all lamentation. So repeat after me.
Having spoken thus,
the great sage Nara,
along with his Veena,
ascended into outer space.
Yudhishthira
kept his instruction.
In his heart,
and so was able to
get rid of all lamentation.
Prabhupada Bhashila Prabhupada. See, Naradji is an eternal spaceman. Having been endowed with a spiritual body by the grace of the Lord, he can travel in the outer space of both the material and the spiritual without restrictions and can approach any planet in unlimited space within no time. We have already discussed his previous life as a son of Omaid 7. Because of his association with pure devotees, he was elevated to the position of an eternal spaceman and thus has freedom of movement. One should therefore try to follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni and not make a fatal effort to reach other planets by mechanical means. Maharaj Yudhishthira was a pious king, and therefore he could see Narad Muni occasionally. Anyone who desires to see Narad Muni must first be pious and follow the footsteps of Narad Muni. So this is the last verse from the chapter 13, which is about Dhritarashtra's great song. What Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell here is that we should not try to mechanically try to actually go to different planets. If you really want to go to the other planets, the best way is to follow the steps of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is a pure devotee. Now, previously it has been told how Narad Muni was the son of a Maid servant. And by the association of the pure devotees, by taking the remnants of prasadam from them, by taking the dust of the lotus feet, by drinking the chanamrit that was washed from the lotus feet. These are the three most powerful things. If you really want to make spiritual progress, these are the three most powerful things in the world to make spiritual advancement. The first is that you have to find out a pure devotee. And then you take the dust of the lotus feet. You take the chanamrit from the white lotus feet. And you take the remnants of prasadam, prasadam that has touched the lips. These are one of the fastest way to make advancement. So when your spiritual master comes and you wash their feet, you know, try to get the chanamrit. It's one of the best way, the fastest way to make advancement. And if you are smart, don't put little water, put lots of water so everybody can carry. You have to be, you know, sometimes have to be smart. I was listening to one of these memories of one of the Maharajas who writes the preaching, troubling preacher, Indradumna. And he was saying that he had heard about how the potency of the chanamrit from a pure devotee. So when Srila Prabhupada went to Paris, I think, so what they did was, they had a competition that whoever sells the most number of books will get an opportunity to wash the feet of Srila Prabhupada. So what they did was, they slept for about 2-3 hours a day. They went early in the morning when it was still dark. They slept somewhere at the train station just so that they had the best position. And they sold book until it was late. So they would come like 11 o'clock at night. And they were out first thing in the morning. And him and his friend both actually sold the most books. And their main reason was that they wanted to wash the Prabhupada's feet. So what they did was, they got lots of water and they got a special plate and they prepared everything nicely. And then when Srila Prabhupada came, they get an opportunity to wash his feet. So after they washed the feet, they dried the feet, they took the whole thing and they went into a particular room and they closed the door. And in there, this is like you're talking about 2-3 liters of water. And they sat there and they had 2 glasses there, everything was organized, they locked the door, didn't allow anybody to come, and they drank every bit of it. People were banging on the door was coming, and they pushed it back and they finished everything. And in the end, Maharaj said, that is why I'm still here. So the power of this is, you know, it's tremendous, you know. So what I'm trying to do, I had the opportunity to wash the feet of my Guru Maharaj, but I got so busy in other things that I never got the opportunity to drink Charanamrita. So those who get the opportunity, take advantage of it. The Charanamrita that we drink every day, we don't realize how potent that is, how powerful that is. It's full of Krishna's prema. It's we bathe the Lord in there. And that's why we're still here. You know. This material world is so hard to get by birth. We're still here because of all these small things that we do that we might not even realize how potent this is. You know. So these are the important things, you know. Get the prasadam that has been taken by pure devotees. You know. These are the main things. These are the things that Narad Muni did. And what did he get? He got a spiritual body. A body with which he can travel anywhere in no time. You know, he thinks and he's there. This is, and then you know about Narad Muni, how powerful he is. Just by being with him for a moment, by instructing him, by his mercy, somebody who has been killing, you know, that hunter who was killing so many living entities. You know, he was not even killing them, leaving them half dead, you know. That's even worse than killing him. Just by a moment of association of him, he got purified and actually got Krishna prayer. So, of all this, the most powerful thing is sadhu sangha, the association of devotees. So when you get association of devotees, you know, you make sure you get the most out of it. Sadhu Sangha is one of the most important things. Because by association of devotees, by association of devotees like Narad Muni, it is that when we read these scriptures, it is not just like we are getting association of whoever we are here. We are getting association of Srila Prabhupada because Srila Prabhupada wrote this. These purports are the most powerful thing in this book. Because most of the purports of Srila Prabhupada was that wrote. What was the time he actually wrote most of them?
At night.
Basically in the morning. So Prabhupada would get up at like 1 in the morning, he'll chant. And what's happening at that time? So Rasleela happening at that time. Krishna, Prabhupada was there, he was actually witnessing that, and then he'll come out and he'll write it. So these purports are his ecstasy. This is from Prabhupada's heart. So when we are actually reading this, we are actually are in a position to get that. What is in Srila Prabhupada's heart? Krishna, Prabhupada used to read his own books. And I think it was Harisurti, somebody asked him, Prabhupada, why do you read your own book? He said, this is not I wrote it. Krishna actually sits next to me and actually dictates it. So it's not only my word, it's Krishna's word. So that's why I'm also able to get this. So when we read this book, now we are reading about Narad Muni, we are also getting his association. So when we read something, just see who the message is coming from and then pray to that particular person and say, please help me understand what you are trying to actually pass here. Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Pandavas are all great devotees. They had only one desire, to please Krishna. This is the greatness about the devotees. They don't have any desire apart from the desire to please Krishna. I was thinking, you know, we are so fortunate here. We are so fortunate. I was reading some books and it struck me a little bit because, you know, when you are in positions, you know, after a while you have this ego, this pride that you are somebody. And actually we are now nothing. We are so small, we are so weak. Even though we are spiritual, we are spirit, we are still covered by this material energy, which is inferior energy. So we have to take shelter of these pure devotees who can actually keep whatever is in their heart. Why is Sadhu Sangha so important? Why is association of these devotees so important? Why did every saintly person, whenever possible, they used to go and stay with Yudhishthira Maharaj? Usually saintly people stay away from the city areas. They go away from those kind of places. But we know that devotees like Narad Muni, all these great devotees, all these saintly people used to go to Hastinapur. Why? Because of the Pandavas. Because they were not just anybody, they were pure devotees. This is how important the association of devotees is. Srila Prabhupada then made this great arrangement into this temple. This is where we come and take association. Association does not mean you come and take prasadam with them and now. Association basically means asking devotees, getting instructions from them, you know, asking them if you have some doubts, you know, get instructions from them, save them. And we are very fortunate now. We have got so many nice devotees here. This is one thing Melbourne Temple is blessed with, you know. We have so many great devotees who also come here, you know. When I was in Fiji, you know, we were lucky, the only guru who used to come was my Guru Maharaj there. You know. He'd come for a couple of months and the rest of the year there was nobody there. But here we have devotees coming one after another, you know. So take advantage of this, you know. Take their instruction. You know, just try to learn one thing from them, you know. Observe them, see how they are chanting. If you can actually get a little bit of it from them, you know, make the spiritual function. The pure devotees, what happens is that when they actually chant, when they give classes, when they do things like that, whatever is in their heart also gets reflected. And because it gets reflected, if you are there, you also are able to get it. That's what Sadhu Sangha means. Just a moment of association with them. What does Narad Muni do all the time? He's always chanting. Chanting is the most powerful thing. Now we chant Hare Krishna mantra all the time. I had somebody ask me a question last time and I didn't have a lot of time, so I didn't answer it properly. He said, how do you, and I was thinking more about it, what's the best way to answer this question is, how do you stay in this movement? How can you be enthusiastic about it? Because a lot of people we see come and go. Now, our main thing that Srila Prabhupada has given is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is our main thing that we do all the time. Everything, Sankirtan Yajna is the movement. So what do you get from this? How can we continually chant? How can we not stop doing this? To understand this, you'll have to understand what is the potency of this. And we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us this. He said, when you chant this Maha Mantra, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, when you chant this Maha Mantra, you get 7 jewels. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and asked Nityananda Prabhu to actually open a Naam Hut. This Naam Hut, what he sells is the Maha Mantra. And he made it very cheap. Anybody can purchase it in Kali Yuga. He said, just take shelter of my feet and you can actually have these names. And these are the 7 gifts you get by chanting this Naam. Now if you understand these 7 jewels that you're going to get by chanting the Maha Mantra, you will never leave this, you never stop chanting. Now what is the first jewel? Cheto Dharpanam Mahajanam. So what does it do is, our heart, our chetana, our consciousness, which is actually covered by all these desires to fall, that we have got by actually doing a lot of things from our pious activity and everything. So what this Maha Mantra does, it cleans that. These are all material desires. Pious activity means temporary happiness. Sins means temporary music. That's all it means. Now you can do a lot of pious work, you can do 100 asmo yags, and what do you become? You become Indra. Now you go to the Swargloka. You spend their time there. When the time finishes, what do? You come back again. So even though you have done so much effort to go there, there will be a time when it's going to come back. So an intelligent person, what he does is, he said, what's the point of doing this, going up and down all the time? So what does this Maha Mantra does? It cleans the heart of all the desires, all the sins, all the pious activities. Everything is finished. This is one of the main things. In other words, you stop suffering. You don't have all these desires to get this, that. You become a simple, peaceful person, basically. The other one is Maha Cheto Darpanam Bhajanam Bhava Maha Dabgani Nirpanam. So this Agni, this Maha Agni, what does it do? It destroys your material body. In other words, you don't have a material body. In other words, you don't have any material desires. And when you don't have this material body, material desires, then you are qualified to go back home. So this is the next benefit you get. Shreya Kairavya Chandrika Vitram Pitaranam. What does it mean? What does Shreya mean? Auspiciousness. Kairavya, it is lotus flower. Lotus flower. Shreya Kairavya Chandrika Pitaranam. So what does happen is that the love of the Lord, the light, right, the effulgence from the holy name, Naam Prabhu. Who is Naam Prabhu? Krishna Himself. The effulgence from Him enters your heart. Our heart is dry. Our heart is like a cave. It's dark. And when there's dark, there's nothing there because it is full of ignorance. So when this effulgence actually enters our heart, the lotus of our heart opens up. And what kind of light it is? Chandrika. So it's a moonlight. Moonlight is very pleasant, it doesn't burn you. It's very soothing. It's full of nectar. And then our heart opens. And once our heart opens, the light goes in there. Wherever there is light, there is no darkness. Wherever there is knowledge, there is no ignorance. So we start realizing who we are, who Krishna is, what is our relationship with Him. And then what is the next one? Vidya Badu Jivana. Badu is like a young wife. So we have this knowledge that we are servant of Krishna. We are like a young wife, a young bride who is supposed to save Krishna. Then we actually realize our true relationship with Krishna. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam is the ocean of Nasa. Then you realize that you are such a small, insignificant person. And then you are in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Pratipadam Purnamritu Swadhanam. Pratipadam, padam means every step. Pur, complete. Amrit, nectar, swadhana. You get nectar at every step. Now what kind of nectar? It's not that it gets stale. It's always static, it's always changing, it's always new, it's always fresh. Sarvatma sanapanam. And then your soul gets purified, your inside gets purified, your outside gets purified, and your whole body becomes. Even this body is material. It's just like an iron. When you touch it to fire, it takes the potency of the fire, it becomes hot. So similarly, this body becomes spiritualized. This is why pure devotees will do samadhi, because their body is pure. And when you actually touch that body, you get also same thing. Anything that has touched the body of a pure devotee also gets spiritual. That's why the prasadam they have taken, the dust of their lotus feet, the water that was their feet, they have this potency. So if you understand this, seven jewels that you can get by chanting this name and actually really meditate on this, you'll never leave this mood. You'll never stop chanting. It is important to understand why we do what we do. And if you actually understand it, then once you have reason behind it, then you'll never stop doing it. Make sense? I know I'm supposed to finish at 12:15. So we'll stop here. Any comments? Any question? Karunanidhi Prabhu? Correct me if I... Yes, Prabhuji.
One comment here. One Prabhupada in the early part of his comment, in early 70, devotees called out the people for the Sankirtan. Very few came. So devotees felt very sorry. Sorry, Prabhupada.
Wherever there is okay. Wherever Sankirtan, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, the Panchatattva are there. We can't see them because with our material eyes, but they are always there. This is why it is very important. Actually, I shouldn't be giving the class, you know. If I had seen Karunanidhi Prabhu there before, I would ask him to give the class. You know, you should ask the most qualified person to give the class, you know, one who is most advanced, you know. And I was thinking, you know, Prabhu, you should give classes. You know, you listen to more classes than probably anybody here. You know, so, yeah, it is. You don't know who is here. You know. Just like if you go to Jagannath Puri, you know, I don't know whether you have heard this or not. There is, the pujari used to go early in the morning when to wake up the deities, and he will find fresh flowers of offered to the Lord, because at night we take all the flowers away, right? And these flowers were not ordinary flowers. These flowers were not from this particular world. They had so much beautiful smell, you know? And he was wondering, you know, I locked the door, who was coming here, everybody? How many of you heard of this? So one day what the pujari did is locked the door, anybody locked himself inside, you know, and he's waiting, you know, who is this particular person coming in? And he's waiting and waiting, and then who comes in? Anybody knows? Yeah, Ravan's younger brother, Vibhishan. Vibhishan comes in, and he is actually paying his obeisances and actually offering the flowers to the Lord. And the pujari comes. Okay, wait. Now I caught you. Now you tell me who you are. Then Vibhishan introduces himself. You know. And the pujari is asking me, you know, okay, now you give me something so I can tell people. And you know, if I tell them you are coming here, no one believe you. Now you give me something so that I can prove to them that you are coming here. So what do you wear this thing here? Golden thing? Amulet or whatever? He gave that to the pujari. Now if you go to Jagannath Puri, you can still see it is there. Now these pure devotees, they come here. You know, just like Srila Prabhupada, you know, when he was at Radha Damodar temple, one day he saw, while he was in his room meditating, Rupa Goswami came, you know. And he had a conversation. He said, okay, you go and preach in the West, and we are with you, and this will be all success. So who comes here? We can only see what we can see with our material eyes. Just like when you go to Mayapur, you know, we still have Chaitanya Leela going on there. In Vrindavan, we have Krishna Leela going there. Now we hear that. Do we really believe it? It is going on there. I was listening to Atma Tattva Maharaj, and he was saying, you know, the yoga pit, a devotee is still here sometime at night, you know, Sachi Mata calling, you know, Nimai, where is my Nimai? Nimai is taken sannyasi. So if you are pure, you can hear all those things. Just because our heart is contaminated, at least my heart is contaminated, I can't actually hear that. And this, you know, Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. And he gave us whatever is in his heart. What is in Krishna, pure devotee's heart? Krishna. Krishna is in pure devotee's heart, and pure devotees are in Krishna's heart. Okay. Any other comments? Questions? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai, 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 Prabhupada